from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine says it has never shipped defense technology to North Korea. Tuesday's denial came after the New York Times said the North may have purchased rocket engines from a Ukrainian factory through the black market. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert was asked about the report Tuesday.
In the past, I know that Ukraine has prevented the shipments of some sensitive materials to nations that we would be certainly very concerned about. As a general matter, we don't comment on intelligence reports. Ukraine, though, we have to say, has a very strong non-proliferation record, and that includes specifically with respect to the DPRK.
There are growing concerns about the rapid improvement in the North's missile program, including two recent tests of intercontinental ballistic missiles. Bruce Bennett is a defense analyst with the RAND Corporation.
Look at the Musudan missile, which is less complicated than an ICBM engine. And yet North Korea's missile launches of the Musudan failed apparently 7 out of 8 times last year. For their missile to launch twice in a row quite successfully, that led me to believe that these were engines that they had purchased from the Ukrainians as opposed to built on their own.
Reuters quotes a U.S. intelligence official suggesting North Korea is not reliant on imports of engines, but rather has the ability to produce them domestically, perhaps using recruited foreign scientists or North Koreans educated abroad. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga is expected to announce Wednesday his strategy to oppose results of this month's presidential election he lost to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga claimed the vote was fraudulent. Meanwhile, the government is trying to close down two groups that have raised questions about the outcome of this month's election. This is VOA News.